suffering with. Okay, well, welcome to Tales of the Whales, our weekly podcast, where my lovely wife, or Lady W is her stage name, and I talk about living with cancer. I have it, kidney cancer, stage four. Had it for 5 years now at this stage, so I'm quite
sure
lucky to be here.
A bit of your beard's gone ginger, or whether that's ketchup.
Well, it's
you ketchup. Might be going ginger. That'd be why.
My father was ginger. Don't say that. I was white. Anyway, never mind. So we talk about the problems of having cancer and the problems for somebody who's looking after somebody with it, but we never really talk about that. So
we do a bit.
We do a bit.
But we do if there's anything sort of new or relevant to impart.
Yeah. I mean, I'm still, I also caught this new flu strain and put me in hospital for a few weeks, and I'm still sort of suffering with the effects that's had on the cancer. My view, a lot of people didn't survive it, so.
No, that's very true.
I should be quite happy. We've also got a couple of dogs that may or may not butt in.
I think they're going to be good. Anyway, yeah. So today is a lovely, bright, sunny day, which helps with mood.
Yeah.
Because all those grey, dreary, wet days have been a bit depressing, haven't they?
I got really depressed. I mean, I'd like to go out for a walk, but I'm not really able to do that.
No, I am going to take the dogs for a walk in a minute. And there are daffodils and snowdrops out there and blue skies and sunshine. Mm. So that's a good medicine.
And a lot of people think that's a bit funny. But, you know, if when you get to certain stages of cancer, like other illnesses too, you can't really do much. And if you're sitting in and it's just grey and raining and drizzling like it has for the last few months, it does begin to depress you.
And also, you're sort of coming to terms with not being able to do things that you used to be able to do, which is frustrating.
Mm.
So we did try going to the pub on Sunday last week.
Wasn't the most successful trip.
No, when you have this fatigue thing, it's just it's such a big effort. And I think I didn't realise quite how much of an effort it was for you. And so I was like, come on, let's do you good to get you out and a bit of a jolly down the pub. But I didn't realise that it was so much.
It is quite difficult. I mean, I go to work and I enjoy going to work. And
I won't be offended by that.
No. And I mean, the other thing is you're going out with your friend. You're going having a night away tomorrow night and you're really looking forward to it. And I think for people who have to be around somebody who has cancer is really tiring. And, you know, and when you have it, you can be very selfish. And so, although I think you think I don't really want you to go, I absolutely do want you to go because I think it will do you good. And the stress and the strain, having me sort of clumping around.
Well, you only sit down most of the time. You're not doing much clumping.
No, well, I have found it
better since you've been taking the painkillers regularly because prior to that you were sort of, moaning's not the right word, but letting me know that you were having issues sort of fairly constantly. And now you're not in pain. You're not sort of having to, and so that's.
Well, I'm a bit every now and then, but I mean, it's not, and I didn't take the painkillers because I'm absolutely sure my mother or grandmother or somebody somewhere in life said to me, you know, if you keep taking painkillers when you really need them, they won't work.
But there are different types of painkillers.
Yeah.
So, as you know, if one stops working, there's another one or whatever. So that's nothing to worry about.
No.
Where we are.
No. And
anyway, so you've got, while I'm going out, so you're having your brother to come and visit. So. Yeah. That will be lovely. You're really looking forward to that, aren't you? So you
what she means is babysit. That's what she means. You know, I'm not going to go out for the. I should point out it's her birthday week, and all your friends, all your seem to have birthdays in the same month.
Yeah, so a few of us are going to celebrate on tomorrow.
They're going naked swimming in the sea.
And we've got Michael Bublé coming to sing for us, although his real name is Jason. Sounds the same.
No, I think you'll enjoy that. It'll be good fun.
Anyway, and you're going to enjoy having a lovely boys' night in with Keith.
Yeah, Yeah, no, I'm looking forward to it. And I suppose that is the one thing it does. When you're at stage four and there really is nowhere else to go, you do feel a bit vulnerable, which I think is sort of common to everybody who has it. And I don't sound particularly ill and I don't look particularly ill, which always surprises people.
But you obviously feel more unwell than you're looking and than you have been, so that now the thought of going to a pub or something is just a bit too much.
Well, I'm hoping to get over that. I mean, it's you know, we have to do something to celebrate your birthday at a great age. So we have arranged something next week and I will be there and I will be in my best frame of mind.
Yes, we're just going to have a lovely dinner at our local hostelry with my daughters and sisters and and my mum.
And your mum. So I think that will be good. But
I'm really looking forward to it.
People do say to people in my situation, oh, come on, come out and you'll feel better. And just looking outside at the sunshine, I would love to be going for a walk, but I know I can't manage it.
No, but you do really come to life when you have visitors. So that we're trying to do that. So you had a couple of friends visit this week. And they brought cake. So how good is that? And shortbread. So all homemade. So that was all very lovely. And you do sort of really perk up quite a lot when you've got someone to chat to.
Well, yeah, I suppose I do a little bit. But it's when people, and this is the terrible thing, if people turn up and I'm not expecting them, I'm not that excited about it because
no,
I'm not
you don't like
the right...
not, yeah, you don't like things that aren't pre-arranged, which is understandable.
Mm.
Not many people do.
No,
I mean, you're a bit guilty of that yourself. I remember when we used to be driving around and you go, oh, there's so-and-so's round the corner, let's go and drop in on them. And it's like, no, because I'd hate it if you did that to me.
Mm.
You know, might not have your makeup on, might be in the middle of doing the hoovering or...
Yeah, well, that's a really good point.
Just might
with
not
me
be,
without my makeup on, I don't
want to
see
what you could
anyone.
Always do is just stop and call and just say, like, we're just around the corner, shall we pop in? And that gives people a chance to say yes or no.
Yeah, I you know, it is there... it's this feeling of fatigue that I think I talk about quite a lot. Which the flu sort of increased.
It did.
And that's the problem.
The other thing you're having more of, which is the nauseous feeling, which is, this might be interesting for people in similar situation.
Mm-hmm.
So you've been prescribed 3 anti-sickness drugs that we had them mainly when you were on the chemotherapy because that can make you feel quite sick.
Yeah.
At which you can have all 3 of them 3 times a day. But because you've been feeling less sick, we'd reduce that down. So you were having 2 of them 3 times a day and then the other one as and when you felt a bit sick, but it takes half an hour to work or whatever. And because you were feeling sick more often, we've now put that up to all 3 of them 3 times a day. And that seems to be really working and the nausea is gone. So again, like keeping the constant meds going does seem to sort of
Which is,
help.
Nausea is another sort of side shoot of cancer in a way, isn't it? Unfortunately, makes you feel sick quite often. But, you know, you just have to get on and do what you have to do.
Yeah, and take the anti-sickness tablets and then you can eat my delicious dinners.
Yeah.
Tonight we're having shank of lamb.
Are we?
Which I've been cooking since yesterday, so it should be nice and tender.
It should.
Even though it was only half finished yesterday when you came in, I'd left it to cool and you were
tested
it.
Did my show and I came back quite late and you were in bed and I thought, well, that smells really nice. And it wasn't cooked. Tasted cooked to me.
No, it was just, it was cooling. It was cooling down because I wanted the fat to solidify so I could take that off the top and then carry on. So you probably just had a mouthful of fat.
Yeah.
I'm sure, though, I wonder that's why it was quite so tasty.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, why solidify it? Leave it in.
Well, health reasons.
Yes.
I'm thinking of your waistline.
Yeah.
But I have just tipped half a bottle of really nice red wine into it, so.
Oh, right. Okay. So you've taken the fat off, replaced it with red wine.
Yeah.
Oh, right.
That's going to be good.
Mm.
And then I thought we could have it with either butterbean mash or anyway, we'll talk about this later. Sorry, I'm going off piste.
You know, Luckily, we're not going to get into politics. Otherwise, this will turn into a completely different programme. And we'd be yelling at each other.
We've got a new band subject, so let's not talk about
it. No, you're right. So it's a lovely day today, isn't it? And the sun is shining. Oh, we've done that.
Yes,
we have. Yeah. So we're kind of, I was going to say we're in this sort of halfway house area where we're not really sure what to plan.
We've got lots of things to celebrate. So, for example, a year or so ago, you were going, oh, I just really want to still be here for your 60th birthday.
Mm.
And it's my birthday next weekend, and you're definitely here.
So I've made
that. Tick. Yeah. Well done.
Yeah, thank you very
good
much.
Good work. So that's what we do. We send little landmarks, don't
yeah.
we?
Yeah.
So.
And then my birthday's
Oh,
in
sorry,
May.
Did I say 60th? I meant like 30th.
Yeah, obviously. Yeah. I wouldn't be married to a woman of that age. I mean, honestly. Gosh. Yeah, very, very sad to hear about Gene Hackman and his wife, wasn't it?
Yes. And it's a bit mysterious, isn't it?
Yeah. Yeah, it seems like he might have died from a heart attack.
I don't want you getting any ideas.
No, I don't want you getting any ideas.
You put the dogs in a cupboard and
Oh, stop it. Don't be horrible. No. No, we've got, someone's got to look after the dogs.
Yes, they do need lots of looking after.
They're fast asleep.
They need a lot of cuddling.
Yeah. I don't think they really need to go out for a walk.
Well, I do, and I'm taking them with me.
Oh, right.
Of course they want to go for a walk. Why would they not want to go for a walk?
Well, why don't you just say, I'm going to pop down to the pub?
We might just check everything's okay in there on our way past afterwards. But I've got friends in the pub. I like to go and say hello to Bev and Eddie and Ken and Eve.
Yeah, no, I know. I was getting it because you popped out. There was a farmer's market on in the village yesterday. And you
I've done so much in the village hall this week.
I know.
It's just the hub of all things exciting. I had Pilates on Tuesday. And then I went to my first dance fit class on Wednesday, which was...
Did you enjoy that?
Hilarious.
Was it funny?
I did enjoy it.
Did you tell them that you used to do pole dancing?
I think they would have all been very shocked and horrified.
You should. I mean, take some of those pictures I've got of you.
But it was very similar to the pole class warm-up, except for everyone was about 40 years older. But it was...
Wouldn't you want to do it again? Have a little pole?
No, my dangling upside down days are long gone. Especially since I had that vertigo.
Oh, yeah.
And the Achilles thing.
Yeah.
No, that's not in my capability. I can just manage the old ladies dance class now.
Well, you're still getting out there and doing it, Arnie.
Yep. And that's my
lunch
hour on Wednesday.
And you never knew so much was going on in the village, did you?
It's just a hustle and bustle of full-on excitement, isn't it? And then the farmer's market as well. I mean...
Yeah.
I could barely contain myself this week. I've been out three times to
Hall. You bought home the most delicious cake I've had for ages.
Coffee and walnut. That was very good,
really,
wasn't it?
Really nice.
Yes, I should have pretended I made it, but I think you would have guessed there was no.
Yeah, I think
I'm not
came
much
back
of a baker. I don't tend to do baking
with bags of other things. Like what's that on the window sill?
An anemone.
Oh right.
Try saying that.
An anemone.
Nearly right.
Yeah, an anemone. It's very pretty, actually.
But anyway, so this is how life has changed.
Yeah.
We've gone from doing all those fabulous events up in London on the red carpet to fabulous events in the Village Hall.
Nothing wrong with that.
They didn't put out a red carpet for me, though. I was a bit disappointed in that.
Damn. I still like to tell people we went to that do, I can't remember, in London at the place under Waterloo Bridge. Was it under
Pride,
yeah.
Proud.
And this guy came out. And a big fan of yours. And I'm trying to say this without being rude.
I don't actually have fans, honey.
Well, yeah, no, because he said, is that Lady W? Can I hear Lady W? And he came out and he was very gushing. And,
he was my one fan.
Yeah.
And he's blind.
Yeah. And he was very, very nice. But you've got a voice that is memorable. So particularly when you're yelling.
But do you think there could be a reason why my only fan is blind?
No, I don't think so at all. I think it was very sweet and very nice.
No, he was lovely.
But I do miss going to sort of chilling out with my people I've known for years.
Well, we're going to try and do that. We're going to the hospital next week. We're going to see Professor Tom.
Is it next week or the week after? Oh, it's not this week. It's next week.
Yes, so after this week.
Yeah.
the week after next, maybe.
Well, the 11th. We're recording this Saturday morning.
Yeah, let's just say the 11th.
Yeah.
That's fine. We're going on that day.
Yeah.
And so because we're going up to London and therefore it is an outing, we're going to see if you feel up to going to one of your favourite restaurants and maybe meeting a couple of your friends before we see Professor Tom.
Yeah. Well, I'd like to do that. I'll see how I feel. Again, you know, it's a question of the motivation. Yeah. Well, I think we've probably come to an end.
Yeah, I think we waffled on a bit too much last week and we're probably a bit boring.
We did, didn't we? Yeah, but we shouldn't. It was about
so we've
15
kind of,
minutes.
There isn't too much to report, which is good.
Yeah.
They're sort of like your same as before and get some extra anti-sickness tablets. And
for those of you who over the last week have probably found us and probably been newly diagnosed, that is the worst time. That is the time when, you know, you do learn to cope.
And it was thought when you were diagnosed that you wouldn't be around very long at all.
No.
And here we are 5 years later.
Yeah, yeah.
Still waffling on.
Still waffling on. But whatever sort of cancer you have, you must check out either from the people who are looking after you or a charity. There will be a charity attached to the cancer you have. And if there isn't, you can always start one. But, you know, the Macmillan nurses
have been really good to us.
If you've
probably just been diagnosed with cancer, you probably don't feel like starting a charity. You're probably a bit busy with other things.
Well, yeah, I know. I know. We didn't start kidney cancer until...
You started it after you'd been fixed up.
3 or 4 years after, yeah, yeah. Anyway, so listen, have a good week, and we will hopefully talk to you next week.
We will. The day before my birthday.
The day before the proper birthday, because you're having the whole week.
No, I'm not
celebrate.
Having that. I'm just doing something.
You're doing fun
night.
Things most days.
And on Tuesday night, my lovely daughters are taking me out to dinner to a very special restaurant.
Yeah, and that'll be very nice for you. You'll have a really
nice
time.
But that's all until...
Well, then we're going to see the doctors. That's part of...
No, that's following week.
Oh, that's the following week, of course. I get confused.
You see how you treat me?
It's my
age. On my 60th birthday, you're taking me to the doctors.
Yeah. Anyway, listen, have a good week and we'll talk soon.
Bye, everyone.
Yeah, okay.